Okay, so we're up to page 522, Siman Shin Sadi Vav Seif Beis. 522 Shin Seif Beis. B'chol Mokim She Kodash Olav Hayom Imchu Mukaf Ladira Filu Ein Boyata Doyorin. Chashiv Kulo Karabama. So the first halach is when we learned yesterday the person can travel on Shabbos 2,000 amos from where he is standing when Shabbos begins. The person is standing in the middle of nowhere. You're out in the desert in Arizona, and you're standing there, and you just see cactuses and desert land all around you. So you have dollar amos. And we learned yesterday, machlokes and two different opinions. Does that mean that you're allowed to draw around yourself a box of 4x4, or are you allowed to draw around yourself a box of 8x8? So let's be lenient. So the person who's sitting in the Arizona desert, he draws around himself a box of 8 amos by 8 amos. So from the edge of that 8 amos box, he can walk 2,000 amos in each direction. Now, what happens if the person is in a city, right? You're in New York City, and so where are you allowed to walk? You're allowed to walk from. Let's look at a simpler case. Let's say you're in your home. You're in the Arizona desert, and you build for yourself this magnificent facility, right? You replicate this shul. This shul has been replicated, and now it's in the middle of the Arizona desert, and it's right there. Where are you allowed to? Where does your 2,000 amos begin? Does it begin from where you're standing when Shabbos begins in your seat in shul? No, since you are enclosed within four walls, and let's assume that there's hukaf ledira, the building has been enclosed for the purpose of living, then your dalet amos has been expanded virtually to your 8 amos little box has been virtually expanded to include the perimeter of the building. So if the building is 1,000 amos by 1,000 amos, humongous building, you're allowed to begin walking 2,000 amos in each direction from the wall of the perimeter of the building, not just from where you are standing. And now let's expand that even further. If you're living in a city, living in New York City is how many miles from end to end? It's not even clear that there isn't even an end to the city because as long as there's a home within every so often, every 70 amos, but let's put that aside. But let's say you're within a city, so the whole city, even though it can be humongous, the example it gives is Antochia. Antochia, but the New York City, I'm sure, is bigger than Antochia. The whole city is considered one big Dalid Amos. And you can walk from the edge of the city 2,000 amos in each direction. Now that's only going in the case where the place where you're located is called the place that's closed for living purposes. But let's say you find yourself in a warehouse. Big, massive warehouse, storage warehouse in the middle of the desert. So the warehouse has not been closed for the purpose of living. So then you don't necessarily get the walls of the warehouse as your perimeter for your 8 amos box. But instead, and you begin to count your 2,000 amos at the end of a base society. Remember, we learned that if you have an enclosure that's not for the purpose of living, is it called a reshut sayachid? Are you allowed to carry within it the area more than dalet amos? So the rules are, any enclosure that's not been enclosed for the purpose of living, you're limited to a dimensions of 70 2/3 amos by 70 2/3 amos. 5,000 square amos. We learn it from the Mishkan. The Mishkan was 50 by 100. So when you square out a rectangle of 50 by 100, you get approximately 70 2/3, 70 2/3. So that is what the rules are when it comes to tchumen. If you are in an enclosure that's not been enclosed for the purpose of living, if the enclosure is larger than 70 by 70, then you only allowed to begin counting your 2,000 amos from, you know, as your box is enlarged instead of 8 by 8 until 70 by 70. And from the edge of that 70, you can then walk 2,000 amos in each direction. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, the Gemara, Yomutam, Halach, and Sa'id, and the debates. B'chol Mokom Shekadosh Halav Hayom, wherever a person is standing when Shabbos begins, Im Hu Mukaf Ledir, if that enclosure has been enclosed for the purpose of living, Afilu Ein Bayata Do Yorid, even if at this current moment there is no one living, everyone is on vacation, it doesn't matter. Choshev Kuloi Ka'arba Amos, this palace, this mansion is considered to be one big Dalet Amos, period. V'im Ein Mukaf Ledira, let's say it is not enclosed for living, it's enclosed as far as where storage. If this enclosure is less than 70 by 70 and 2/3 amas, then you can, that's also considered to be your enlarged dalet amas. But more than that, no. More than that, if it's more than 70, then you are not, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Yudalit, Yudalit, Sifkon Yudalit, Vim Yudalit. 14, Yud Dalit, Vim Hoyo Hekif Yoiser Misosayim. What happens if it's larger than the Sosayim? Ein Loy El Alpaim Amul Chorach, Mimokam Arba Amos Shu, Emed Bob Be'esh Shekidish Ayom. You get zero. All you get is your little box. Okay? You get your 2,000 amos begin at the end of your 4x4 amos. So one more time, you're in a warehouse. If the warehouse is less than 2/3 by 70/2, then the entire warehouse is considered to be your rishus, and your 2,000 amos begin at the edge of the warehouse. If the warehouse is larger than 70, it's exactly 71 by 71, you ruined it. It's ruined. And where do your dalet amos begin? They begin, your 2,000 amos begin outside your imaginary box of 8 by 8. That's it. Okay, back to the Mechaber. Then he says, okay, the second to last line, Vafilu b'shavas b'tel gavoa, let's say a person's on a mountain peak. Go to the top of a mountain, and the mountain is very second to last line. In the mechaber, top. In the second to last line, Vafilu Shabbos Tel Gavoa Uvukama Kitzura. And a person, when Shabbos begins, he's on top of a mountain, or he's in the middle of a field, and he's surrounded by grain. So grain, we're not going into the details, can serve as a wall. V'shibolim akifos oisa chashivi ka'arba amos ad sosaim. As long as you follow the rules. If you are on a mountain peak and the mountain is very steep, so the walls of the mountain can serve as halachic walls. Or if you are in a field and the standing grain is 10 tefachim tall, which it normally is, go out into the fields of wheat, it's very tall. So technically speaking, it can serve as a wall, as you have to follow other conditions, but as long as you have a halachic wall, if you follow the same exact rules, if the mountain peak is up to 70 2/3 by 70 2/3, then the entire top of the mountain is going to be considered your expanded Dalid Amos, and your 2,000 Amos begin from the perimeter. Same thing when it comes to a field. If you're in a field and it's surrounded by grain, your 2,000 Amos will begin at the edge of the field, provided the field is not larger than 70 2/3 by 70 2/3. If it is larger than 70 2/3, then you're stuck. You only get your exact 8x8, and from there will begin your 2,000 Amos. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Shin Sadi Zayin. Call Adam Yesh Le Alpaim Amul Chol Ruach. Every person has. Let me just make sure I didn't miss anything important. Okay, we'll figure out if we miss something. Call Adam Yesh Le Alpaim Amul Chol Ruach. Chutz Me Arba Amos O Me Amokam Sheshav Aspo. Okay, this just reviews what we learned in the previous Siman. Every person gets exactly 2,000 Amos, you're allowed to walk. Now the Mishnah, not a very important Mishnah, but let's go slow through the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see some of the Dirshu as well. Aleph, Sif Kadon Aleph on the bottom. V'hu Takonas Chacham. This law that you're not allowed to travel more than 2,000 Amos is a law from the Rabban. Now, what is 2,000 Amos? I think it's what it says. It's about 3/4 of a mile. I think in modern measurements, it's about 3/4 of a mile. So that's not very much. How long does it take you to walk 3/4 of a mile? It takes less than 18 minutes. Oh, no. It takes a mile takes about 18 minutes, right? That's what they say?
No,
20
minutes.
14 minutes?
Well, that depends on the person.
Depends on the person. Okay, I vaguely remember that walking a mile takes, average person, I think a vaguely man takes about 18 minutes. Sorry, man, I don't know. It sticks in my mind. Maybe a little bit less. Okay, whatever. I this past Rosh Hashanah I did, because this is Rosh Hashanah, I made an exact calculation. I had to walk a lot. I was away somewhere. I had to walk to civilization. And I had to figure out exactly it was a 3-day Rosh Hashanah through the Yom Tov. So I made all these calculations, and it was on the mark. I remember, but that was a long time ago, so I forgot. All right, let's see. But the Mishnah Berurah here says this halacha walking 2,000 amos is a halacha midrabanan. What do we mean midrabanan? Futakonas chacham diminatar muter lahalach ad yud beis mil diminatar. You're allowed to walk until yud beis mil. Yud beis mil is how many mil are there in 2,000 amos? I forgot all the measurements. I should have prepared this better. 2,000 amos is. Let's see. We have to ask Larry later. Okay, but Minatari lateral walk on Yud Beis Mil, which is a very significant distance. Minatari. What?
That's called a day's walk, right?
That is called. That's the distance of the entire Machane Yisrael. 600,000 people live in an area where really 3 million people live in an area of Yud Beis Mil. He's coming. Okay, we're gonna get the rundown in a moment. Okay. Oh, we have our resident expert. Okay, how many mil are there? How long is a mil? How many 2,000 amos? How many mil is 2,000 amos?
One.
So 1 mil.
Right.
So 12 mil is 12 times the Tchum Shabbos.
24,000.
So now, how in modern measurements? How many? How much is a 2,000? Miles, three-quarters,
so,
average.
So a mil is, the long range is between 3,000 and 4,000 feet, so I think, just 1 second.
About three-quarters.
I seem to remember that Ramosha's thing on 12 mil was 8.6 miles, so you divide 8.6 by 12, it's roughly two-thirds of a mile.
Okay.
A mile is 5,280 feet.
Two-thirds of a mile, not even three-quarters. Okay, two-thirds of a mile. Okay. So two-thirds of a mile, that's very little. Tchum Shabbos, when you're talking about how many blocks? How many blocks a mile? 8 blocks is a mile? Is that
yeah.
Our city blocks?
No.
City blocks.
Street blocks.
How many?
20.
Small blocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the big blocks, the avenue blocks?
Maybe
2.5.
6 or 7.
I think 2.5 street blocks.
Maybe 6 or something.
An avenue is like 3 blocks.
2.5 streets, I think, is one.
So it's about 7-8 avenue blocks.
Less than that.
7 avenue blocks is a mile. It's about a mile.
It's a mile.
7-8 avenue blocks is a mile. So when you're dealing with Tchum Shabbos, you're allowed to walk two-thirds of that, so you're allowed to walk off 6?
Five to six.
Five avenues. It's very little.
Probably even less.
So imagine you're in the country, you're in a Bongo colony, Tchum Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk the equivalent of more than L'chol Yosef, 5 avenue blocks. That's not very much. That would be what's considered the Tchum Shabbos. Minat Torah, how much are you allowed to walk? Multiply whatever the Tchum Shabbos is by 12. Whatever the Tchum Shabbos is, 12 times that distance is what you're allowed to walk. Now, where does 12 mil come from? 12 mil was the distance, was the amount of space that Klal Yisrael occupied in the desert during the Masos. In other words, 600,000 men, which included a total of 3 million people, women, children of all ages. They took up 12 mil in the desert. 3 million people occupied an area from end to end, from both directions, 12 mil. And the Torah says, Al Yetze Ish Mimukoimoi Vayoim Hashvi. You're not allowed to leave your camp on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to leave the Machane Yisrael. So Min HaTorah, the Torah says, don't leave the Machane Yisrael, means don't leave the whole Machane, the 12 mil. That's Min HaTorah. The Rabbani came along and said, we want to be Machane, we don't want you to start walking around, take long walking trips on Shabbos. You might end up more than 12 mil. You're not going to go more than a 12th of that of 2,000 amos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside one more time. For who takonas chachamim? The Min HaTorah mutu lahalich alam. Starting from the beginning of Aleph. The Minatayim with the Hanlach Adi Yibetz, and they'll tell you how to walk until Yisrael Mil. Yeshir Machane Yisrael Ba Midbar. Shechziko Yud Beis Mil. Uvi Yoyser Mizeh Osr. More than this, it's Osr. Kedosif Al Yeitze Ish Mimukoymo. You're not allowed to leave your place. Vahai Mimukoymo Koyal HaMachne. It refers to the Machane Yisrael. Vahar Beit. Now this is a very important Mishnah Berurah, what he says here. This is a class, because he asks the average guy who doesn't Mishnah Berurah, he learns Gemara, he's going to right away tell you exactly word for word what we just said. But it's not an absolute. There are many that disagree. The Oymrim Degam Chutzli Yud Beis Mil Ein Osam Minatayim, there's no prohibition whatsoever. There's no limit. You can walk around the whole world if you want on Shabbos, if you can do so. There's no limit. V'hai Al Yetze Eina Ela Ashar L'Inyin Hoitzah Kehli Mirishus L'Rishus. And don't quote the Pasuk. The Pasuk is referring to the prohibition of carrying, not the prohibition to walking, to traveling, chutz litchum. Nafkmini for an astronaut. Circles the earth. Is the astronaut going outside? Oh, is he violating a malacha deraisa, a malacha derabana? When you go around the earth so many times on Shabbos. What?
He's in an enclosed space.
He's in an enclosed space. Does that make a difference? Is it b'lamalam ayud? First of all, b'lamalam ayud tfachim. Eliyahu HaNavi can come. The Gemara Sakasha. How can Eliyahu HaNavi come and vasa the gula, on Shabbos? The tchum, and this is important, like you just said, is only lamata meyud. Only the prohibition of walking is only less than 10 tfachim off the ground. Once you reach 10 tfachim above the ground, you're exempt from these rules and you can travel as much as you want. And since Eliyahu HaNavi is going in class, he's going to fly. He's not coming by train or by bus. Even train and bus, you should know. There are many coolants because the elevated buses, you go on a coach bus. Even a city bus. I'm not exactly sure a city bus. The new ones, they try to make the new ones low, easy to get on, not take steps. But a coach bus, for sure, you're sitting above 10 tefachim. Shaila is, are you nigrar? Do you say that you're nigrar when you're above? You're attached to the ground? It's a shaila. Different opinions in the Pesachim. A ship is also, the water doesn't count for anything.
You get on before Shabbos, so
then... Right, that's one of the heterim. One of the heterim of the ship is not going to chum is because, no, there is no chum when you're on a ship. And since the ship, the water doesn't count, so the distance between the ship couldn't float unless you got a very great distance from where the ship is to the ground, and the water doesn't count, so a ship automatically is lamala, is above... Tchum is above 10 tefachim. Because these become nafkmina, maybe we'll come across some practical halachas, but again, in need of tchumin. But let's go further for right now. But we have to be aware. We have to be aware that there's a din de'oraisa and a din de'rabbanan. And at Torah, according to most poskim, there is tchum, and that tchum refers to 12 mil, 12 times the 2,000 amos. We should be aware, and we can be mege'a locha l'maisa when it comes to different questions where there's a difference between an issa de'oraisa and issa de'rabbanan, that many poskim call the nidim in at Torah, there's no prohibition more than 12 mil, period. Okay, great.
Basically, then, you're home for Shabbos, so let's say in the country.
Yeah.
And you want to walk something that's over a mile or something.
No, you got a problem. Well, you have to speak to the rabbanim who know what's going on.
So in the city, it's not a problem.
Right? No, it's not a problem. There's no limit in the city. There's no problem. The city, you can walk from. You can walk across the bridge. In the city, there's no problem. You can do whatever you want in the city. What?
If you're walking in one of the big gardens.
The big gardens, like a botanical garden. So, but that.
Walking along Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue
is not a problem. Okay, I don't know.
Park, like
I got to look into this. I have to look into this. I have to be more in more practical, contemporary halachas.
What? I never heard that. But I don't know what you've spoken about. I just walked in the middle. Obviously, it has to do with the location of the houses, and you
every 70 and 2/3 amos.
But it's more than that. If you draw a square around the city and it extends more. Out further,
okay, we're you have, right. You have more than 2,000. You have the diagonal. I'm going to come down in a moment. That's the Dirish talks about that. You have, in addition to the 2,000, you have the diagonal. It gives you a little bit more.
A lot more sometimes.
It gives you another. It gives you another 800 amos. 2,000, another 800 amos. So 2,800 amos. Okay, we'll see. We'll see in a moment. We have to be minded into the practical application of these halachas. But let's just see with the basic yesodos first. So for we have the chutz, let's see the Mishnah of Salah, this is a little bit of a dirshu. Base chutz, me arba amas, to become shalodim, b'chomachum shushavis, we arba amas, kilael, where they would say, when we sham yesh lo alpayim l'chol ruach, v'nim to the yachal l'halach, v'amidus ragl alpayim v'arba amas. So again, this does not include the four amas, that's pashat. You have your four amas, and at the end of your four amas, that's where your 2,000 amas first begin. If you're living in a home or you're in an enclosure, so the 2,000 amas begin at the end. By the way, the tefillas aderech, a lot of the laws of tchum, you should know, it's very important to learn the laws of tchum, because a lot of the laws of tchum have a crossover to the laws of saying tefillas aderech. There are people that do not make tefillas aderech when they go to the country, because they feel that there are so many homes and so many different areas that are occupied by every wherever you go, you don't have a place where you're traveling which is free from civilization, where the halacha would require you to recite Tfilas Haderech B'Shem in Malchus. What?
Matters which route you take.
Yeah, it does. It really does. So that's also, and those halachos very much relate to the tchum. Where does the tchum begin? Wherever the tchum begin is where you would have the same issue of now would be a requirement to recite Tfilas Haderech. Okay, maybe we'll come to that a little bit later on. So you have to be very careful. Let's go further in the Mishnah Berurah. Mehamokam sheshavas perish im shavas mokam mukaf. You go on a plane though, that for sure. You know, going over the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, there's no question about it. You're going into a place where
going over up the country for sure. You're going much more than 2,000 hours.
But you have to know. You have to know where to make the bracha. You have to be very careful because before you blink, look at that. We just passed the gas station, and we just passed.
First of all, is a gas station a residence or is it just whatever? That's another story.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
What is it? Does it count or not?
You have to know where. You have to, you know, like they don't give you. They give you all these guides where the mincha and where you can get gas. They don't give you guides. Okay, here is the safest place to say tefillas haderech. Here is where you're supposed to say tefillas haderech. That they don't provide all of the Jewish maps and Jewish guides. Let's go. Let's just see the mission. Let's see the dirshu. We'll stop dirshu. Okay. Number one, the right side. Okay, number one on the right side. In the Torah, mutal halach ad yud beis. I'm telling you, you're allowed to carry. I'm on the right, on the dirshu, on the right side. Go to the right. Number one.
What?
Number one. V'atam. What's the reason why you have until yud beis mil? Sha'ad shir zeh lo neser lahalach midin chatzish. Oh no, I don't want to do that. That's chatzish. That's not nogeas. Uviyoyse mizeh. Let's go to number two. Uviyotzer mizeh also traveling more than Yud Beis Mil is forbidden. Ulin Yom Tov in Minatar Nemar Boisrit. Now he tells us something very interesting. What about on Yom Tov? We know that on Shabbos you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos. What about Yom Tov? Yom Tov you're allowed to carry. Many people they associate these two halachas, carrying and walking. Are they really connected? The same way on Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry. There's no prohibition on Yom Tov of Haitzah Nechnasa. I shouldn't really say 100%. That's not so simple. Some learn that you only carry for food purposes or for mitzvah purposes. But just to carry for no related purpose is not necessarily so simple. Well, let's put that aside for now. Let's assume now that Chutra Lagamri, it's Mutra Lagamri. What about walking on Yom Tov more than 2,000 amos? If you spend Yom Tov in the country, you're allowed to go for long walks. So the dirshu number two says, "In Yom Tov, ha'im minatar ne'amar bo yisro tchomin b'yoyseh miyud beiz mil das Rashi v'toisvis v'atashbeitz shohu minatayra." It's the same exact thing. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to walk more than yud beiz mil v'chin kosav harib kiv eger b'das harambam me'iduch. On the other hand, it's aser. It is aser, but it's only midrabanan. We don't pass like this. This is the Gemara Masechet Erevin, a tremendous chiddush. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Tan, Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to walk on Shabbos more than 2,000 amos min hatoyro. Okay, so that's a different opinion. We are only passing like the Man Yama that says that no, you're allowed to carry 2,000 amos min hatoyro. Yud beiz mil, as a walking is yud beiz mil. He wants to make a lamda shavar din. If you learn that 2,000 amos is minat Torah, then Yom Tov is included. If you want to learn that it's Yud Beis Mil, then on Yom Tov it's only Yosem Midrabanan. One of the reasons why you can be lenient is because since Al Yetzi Ish Mekoymai was said in regard to Shabbos, it was said by the Mon, and according to many opinions, that is the source for the law of Tuchumen, and this was said by the Mon in reference to Shabbos. So what does Yom Tov have to do with this? So Yom Tov, you should be allowed to carry, you should be allowed to walk as far as you want. However, that's not halach. We do not accept that. We accept that even though it says it by Shabbos, it's carried over to Yom Tov. And Yom Tov, you're not allowed to walk more than Yud Beis Mil, at least Midraban Mi'idoch. B'shayel is a shuvah, chasam soifer, kosav sh'aflu de'ezu in chiluk bein midin chumim bin Shabbos, bin Shabbos Yom Tov. U'beyer, shakevun sh'aposik al yeitze ish, v'kam nebun yin yivida samon. V'gam b'yom tov lo yorad min, he says, no, what's the, even though it's talking to the pasuk was said by the mon, and it was Shabbos, but let's ask a simple question. Did the mon fall on Yom Tov? Or did the mon fall, a double portion of mon fell before Yom Tov? So l'chayra, a double portion of mon fell before Erev Yom Tov, like it fell before Shabbos. And therefore, whatever halach will apply to Shabbos will apply for tchumen for Yom Tov as well. Imkin apostik nemer gam al Yom Tov v'loy davka al Shabbos. Ule halacha, what's the bottom line? Kos v'ashar tzir l'kamon l'nin havos shayfer al yidei nachrim b'chutz tchum shebeshas hatchak yesh l'hokil l'sh'ein isra tchumen min ha-Torah b'Yom Tov ela b'yud beiz mil. So he says, after Yud Beis Mil, so this is an afmin la halacha. What's that in la halacha? Amira la'akum. This is a very touchy issue. Amira la'akum is one of the most abused halachas in Shulchan Aruch. We're much, much too lenient with regard to Amira la'akum. But technically speaking, there's a cherubic chilik between an Isser de Oraisa and an Isser de Rabbanan. It's much more difficult to find a heter to ask a guy for you to do malacha on Shabbos when you're asking him to do a malacha de'oraisa. And it's much easier to find a heter to ask a guy when you're only asking him to do for you a malacha de'rabanan. Where do we have a practical example of this? When it comes to asking a guy to go home, the shofar in shul, let's say the shofar doesn't go, you can't get it. The Baal Tekiah says, I got at home another couple of shofars. It'll take too long for me to go and to go, but let the custodian go to my home. I have to daven, let him go home and get the shofar. He has to be mechalel. He'll go in his car quickly. He'll be mechalel Shabbos Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov. Are you allowed to ask him? So dealing with issues of the Oraisa and issues of the Rabbanim. Let's say the shofar is outside Yud Beis Mil. It's outside the Tchum. Are we asking the guy to malacha de oraisa or malacha de rabbanan? If we ask him to malacha de oraisa, not so simple. L'chayra would be aser. Okay, there are ways around everything. Always legal loopholes, but you have to know where you're starting from. You have to know your base. If Yud Beis Mil on Yom Tov is de rabbanan, then it's much easier to permit us to tell a guy to go and bring the shofar outside the Yud Beis Mil. Halacha l'maisa, we're lenient. We hold that al yetzei ish mekoyim is only Yom Tov, only Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Yom Tov, it's aser. If you go away in the country for Yom Tov and you're in a place where you now that there's tchum issue, it applies to Yom Tov as well. But it's only midrabanan. Only midrabanan. Even Yud Beis Mil is only midrabanan. Memela Rashana, you can be lenient when it comes to an issue of Amira La'akam. Okay, so we'll stop here.